What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. September is Hispanic Heritage Month, and throughout the month, we'll be spotlighting the contributions Avenue musicians have made to Latin music. On this week's show, we'll share music from the fives player Billy Wooten and the trumpet player Virgil Jones. We'll begin with music from Billy Wooten, best known for his work with jazz guitarist Grant Green. From the 1960s to his death in 2016, Billy Wooten was a popular attraction in the Naptown music scene. Latin music was a big part of Billy's sound. He even recorded an entire LP of Latin music at the Madam Walker Theater. Up first, we'll hear two tracks from Billy's 1979 album, In This World. This is Billy Wooten with Chicango and Crown Royale. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of Billy Wooten. In 1980, Billy co-founded the Naptown Afro Jazz Quintet. The band's music mixed the African percussion of the Nigerian-American drummer Prince Julius with jazz and Latin rhythms. Up next, we'll listen to the Naptown Afro Jazz Quintet's version of the Sonny Rollins classic, St. Thomas. In the year 2013, the Japanese record label P-Vine issued an album featuring Billy Wooten's Music Royale Latin Jazz Ensemble performing live at the Madam Walker Theater. That album featured an all-star group of Naptown players, including Pookie Johnson, Larry Clark, Jonathan Wood, Clifford Ratliff, and others. We'll listen to a track from that album now. This is Billy Wooten with Night in Tunisia.
Night in Tunisia.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
For the next half hour, we'll continue our celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of Virgil Jones, a legendary Neptown trumpeter who worked with the greatest stars in jazz, from Lionel Hampton to McCoy Tyner. During the mid-1960s, Virgil worked with the legendary sax player Roland Kirk. Virgil was featured on Roland Kirk's 1966 album, Slightly Latin, and we'll hear two tracks from that record now, Juarez and Ebrex. That was Roland Kirk with Ebrex, featuring the Neptown jazz great Virgil Jones on trumpet. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of Virgil Jones. Up next, we'll listen to a 1972 track Virgil recorded with Emmanuel K. Rahim. From the album Total Submission, we'll hear Spirit of Truth. That was Emmanuel K. Rahim with Spirit of Truth, featuring the Neptown jazz great Virgil Jones on trumpet. We've been celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of Virgil Jones. We'll end this week's show with music from a 1971 album featuring Virgil Jones performing with Pharoah Sanders and the Latin Jazz Quintet. From the album, O Pharoah Speak, this is Midnight Montuno. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for this celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long, and hosted and co-produced by me. Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.